Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got that present for you waiting under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. We'll have you call in about 10 minutes, but right now we want to hear about your first world problems, Kid Nation.
First world problems.
You need the phone number, which you will, to claim that present and to call us and tell us about your first world problem. That phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-D-KID.
And tell us about those problems you feel bad complaining about, because there are worse things going on in the world. Let's be honest about it.
Looked at a house yesterday.
Yeah.
Great. Nice little small house.
Sure.
Only one car garage.
Ooh, Al's got like five. Hashtag first world problems. Is that going to be a? It's going to end the deal right there?
Can't do it, dog.
Oh, wow.
Can't do it, man.
Good luck finding a house with all that garage space.
I mean, at least some space to make a garage.
Sure, of course. All right. Speaking of the house problems, first world problems.
Yep.
My new four-story townhouse has too many stairs. Thinking about moving the bed into the living room. Hashtag first world problem. Yeah, because you know they put the bedroom at the top, probably.
Yeah. Well, still, I said this before. When you live in one of those houses with two, even if it's just a two-story, whenever you need something, it's on the other floor. Like, if you're upstairs, whatever you need is downstairs,
sure,
and vice versa. You're constantly on the stairmaster.
Which is good. I bet you the buns are looking right, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you get you in shape.
Yeah. What's up, Brittany?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing excellent. You have a first world problem for us?
Yes. I bought a brand new 2019 Chevy Traverse on Black Friday, and I have no idea how to work any of the controls in it. First world problem.
Yeah, who reads the manual?
Nobody.
And nobody.
Then you're just pushing everything, and you screw things up, and then you're like, I just want to take this back.
Yeah. Well, I did that, and then a whole bunch of lights came on, and I called my husband. I'm like, I don't know what I did, but yep. I broke it.
I hear you. They got so many bells and whistles. Half the stuff you're not going to ever use.
So cool. All I need is the backup cam. And the beeping. I need the beeping.
So much cool stuff, but you got to read that pesky manual.
Yeah. I did see a guy run into the light post at the movies last weekend.
No backup cam.
And we were right there, and so when he got out, he goes, it's a rental. I forgot it doesn't have the beep.
Right? Yeah. That's serious.
Yeah, it wasn't hard or anything, but he was going slow, and he just heard the...
Yeah.
That...
You're waiting to get reliant on that stuff.
Thank you, Brittany. Have a wonderful day. Congrats on that new car. Hopefully you figure it out.
When I first got my truck, the steering wheel would shake. I'm like, I took it back to the shop. I'm like, something's wrong with the steering wheel.
What was wrong?
It has some type of lane indicator.
Oh, lane assist.
Yes.
Lane assist.
You can turn that off, though.
I'm like, dude, something's wrong with it.
So, my wife's car has that now, and I'm like, no.
Yeah, steering wheel's just vibrating.
Let me drive.
Yeah.
And mine also has the thing, it's like, break now.
Yes. Freak me out.
Yes. The little red flash comes up.
Freak me out.
And it'll do it like...
on a curb, and there was some cars turning left, so they weren't in even my lane, but my car doesn't know that. So it thinks I'm about to slam into these, and it starts just going crazy nuts on you. Break now.
That's so scary.
And some of them break for you, Jenna. Like, the brake will tap, so you're like, what?
Yeah.
I'm just going around a curve. That's a tree. I'm not gonna hit it.
I guess you can turn this.
I know. I get so mad when the car yells at you, and your Waze is yelling at you, and it interrupts the song you're jamming to. It makes me so mad.
From the text, I'm so smart that my teachers don't call on me anymore. Hashtag first world problems. Bonus problem, too. Oh. My shoulders also sore from raising my hand so much, you know, because I'm so smart.
I always know the answer. Oh, man.
Well played.
That's
great. Well played. Congrats on all that smart.
Right.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Welcome to First World Problems. I believe your husband's not very happy with you right now.
No.
What happened?
Because I took a shower before he went to work, and he says I'm the problem, but yet I walked out of the house before him, and he's still walking around trying to get his stuff together.
So you made him late because you were showering?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Hashtag clean wife problem. That's what that is. Thank you, Melissa. What's up, Kelly?
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm Kelly from South Carolina, by the way.
Shout out.
Double.
Yeah.
So I use my husband and my sister's Amazon Prime account, but they both told me I can't go onto theirs because they've ordered presents for me. So now I have to find another way to order presents.
Oh, yeah, because you'll find out the history.
Well,
yeah.
Unless you're a very trustworthy person that won't look at the order history.
No, I totally would.
Yeah. You know yourself. You know.
I like that honesty.
I feel you, Kelly.
I totally would, too. I can't help it.
You can't help it.
I can't help it. I think it's our human instinct to want to do that. What's up, Lynn?
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Doing great. What's your first world problem?
So my 14-year-old daughter goes to one of the escape rooms, and she has to use a key, a real key, to get out the door. And we've had a numeric keypad on our front door, and she almost doesn't get out the door in time with the key. She does not know how to use a real key. Hashtag first world problem.
What do you do with it?
Keypad.
Oh, the keypads are the best.
I need to upgrade my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when your keypad stops working, it's
amazing. Amen.
Yeah, I got locked out.
Though, right? Always, yeah, the key will work, but it's just.
Yeah, but I don't carry my key anymore for the house.
I want that
ring. Exactly.
And the keypad died. Luckily, I went around and I had left the patio door open.
Right.
So I got in, but.
I need to put that on my honey-do list. Thanks for reminding me.
Get the batteries for that thing? And the problem is.
I want the ring, too.
My friend has a teenage son, and he started giving the keypad password away to all his friends because he was too lazy to come downstairs to let them in.
Say what?
So she's sitting there in her nightgown, and all these high school boys are walking in.
No. You'll be giving away
Hi, Mrs. Nori. Yeah.
You'll be giving away the code.
It's very trustworthy. My daughter was, like, letting friends have her passwords for her social accounts and stuff.
Oh, they're
like,
trusting. Yeah.
Too trusting.
Very trusting at that age. I'm like, honey, I'm trying to tell you right now, you can't be doing that.
No, you got to be smart about that thing. Keep all those passwords to yourself.
That's
people.
For the passwords.
What's up, Brandon?
Hey, guys. So I won $400 on a $3 fantasy football bet on Monday.
Nice.
But I can't get the money until next Friday.
What? Why? Oh, because your friend's waiting to get paid?
No, it's one of those sites where you place a bet and then it takes you 7 to 10 days to send you the check.
Wow, $3. And our boy Brandon won $400.
Well, you know what? You still got $400 coming, brother.
Yeah, it's coming your way, buddy. Yeah. At least you'll get it in time to go holiday shopping.
Yeah, sure.
Good job, Brandon. Well played. Have you ever won anything on a fantasy football league or anything else?
No. I'm not a big gambler. Says the guy with the restaurant. But I'm not a big gambler. Like
you're a gambler when it comes to business.
Place bets, yeah.
You gamble with life.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Oh, see, I have one of these from the text. I bought a fancy trash can that has that lid that opens up when you stand in front of it.
Yeah.
Life changer, by the way. I love it. Has special batteries, and those died, and now my son is too lazy and just puts the trash next to the trash can.
He doesn't want to touch it. Ew.
You could still open the lid, man.
The lid has germs.
My kids do the same thing. They'll just put it right up. We have a counter right there. They'll just put it above on the counter.
Yeah.
So just throw it. Just lift it.
Don't you hate putting a new bag in?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hate everything about the trash experience.
Yeah.
You got to get a man in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like just my Whole Foods bag. And then I take it down.
Well, right. You got to lift the lid to the big trash can outdoors to put it in.
It never fits right.
And I was dragging it to the curb.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remembered.
Trash cans need like little hooks so that the trash bag stays put.
Some of them have it.
They do? Mine doesn't.
I hate trying to squeeze it over the edges like that.
And then the bags are not deep enough. And then when you put one little heavy bottle in there.
They never fit.
It just, everything collapses.
Yeah. First world problem.
Yeah. That's why we do this.
This has become therapy.
Yeah. I know. It's like double therapy today for me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, Jim.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hey.
Doing excellent. I hear you have a first world problem for us, sir.
Yeah, my wife says a walk-in closet still thinks you don't have enough clothes to put into it.
Well, that means she got some more shopping.
Yeah, Christmas.
I guess. I don't know. It's only a 6,200 square foot home, so.
Whoa, hey now. Look at my man.
It's only how many garages, bruh?
Three.
Hey, are you selling Big Al Max interested?
Yes.
He needs all that garage space.
62? How many bedrooms and baths and stuff?
6 bedrooms, 5.5 baths.
How many kids?
Four.
Okay, that's not bad.
All right, I got you.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah, please.
tractor trailer driver.
What? Tractor trailer driver.
We're getting all this business this morning.
Well, you're wondering, like, hey, how can I get myself a $6,200?
What do you want to get that security number next?
What's your social?
I'm going to start driving trucks.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, you can make some good money with the bonuses, overtime.
I used to want to be a truck driver, actually.
And you get more house for your money in the burbs.
In the burbs. Right. Jim, thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day, sir. I was just too scared of the whole backing up the big old trailer.
That's the only thing that held you back?
Parking it
from a career.
I just felt like...
just that part.
Driving forward is not a problem.
It's all good.
But backing it up?
I would clam up. I would shut down.
When I'm driving next to one, I'm like, I feel like my car, when I'm in an SUV, is taken up.
Of course.
The whole lane. And when I look next to a car like that, I'm like,
you gotta know what you're doing, man.
I know all the good backer-uppers are gonna be watching me.
And that's when you really can't back up.
Yeah, here comes Jose again trying to back that thing up.
That's when you really can't back up, when everybody's out there watching.
Told you, I used to drive that meat truck when I used to work at a restaurant. And that was almost as big as a big rig, probably half the size. My first day driving it, I got it stuck on a concrete block.
What was on the meat truck? Like, what was the signage?
Oh, it was just white.
Oh, so it was secret meat.
Yeah, it was a secret meat truck.
Secret meat?
Yeah. Like, no one knew.
Shout out.
I could have been transporting anything, but it was refrigerated and everything, and I hit the coolant, I guess.
Yeah.
So I caused a lot of damage. Mm. But they kept me on for some reason.
Your sparkling personality.
All because I didn't want to back the meat truck up. Really? I just thought I could do a little.
You ruined the coolant?
Yeah.
To back
I hit
up?
Some, yeah,
it
something.
Was hot meat.
Well, that day we didn't get the meat. So my manager
went. Goodness.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it would just be so funny to see when you see certain cars like that, certain trucks carrying certain things when they get into little accidents.
I wish it just said the meat truck.
The meat truck.
I met this girl years ago that could back up a trailer. That was so hot to me. She was driving a pickup truck and a trailer behind it, pulling whatever it was that she was selling at this festival or something. And I was like, wow.
You wanted some of that.
That did it for you?
Yes.
You wanted that one?
It was just because she could back that trailer in.
Oh, you need a country girl.
I was like, wow. She got out of the car and I'm like, that's
my wifey. Yeah. I'm going to wifey her.
And she spit and I loved it.
Oh my God.
She just hawked this loogie and I was so...
Man, I would drink her too.
Too far?
Yeah.
Too far.
Back that thing up.
I thought we were doing things.
Don't say that. That really made everything inside of me quiver.
Yeah. I'm known to take it too far.
Don't do that.
Sorry. Sorry about that. All right, Kid Nation. We want to hook you up with an early Christmas present. Yes? We're nice. We're going to let you open it up. We'll even let you pick which one you get to choose, because you get to choose it. Now, you go to KidNation.com to see what we have left under the Kid Nation Christmas tree, and give us a call right now at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
How many days until Christmas?
19.
19. Caller number 19. You get to claim your present next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ho, 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 Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
We're being super nice. We're letting you open early Christmas presents from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree, because we all wanted to open up an early present.
Sure.
Every year.
And we know you've been nice.
Even if you're a little bit naughty, it's all good.
Yeah, naughty-ish.
A little sprinkle of naughty throughout the year happens. Alyssa, how are you doing this morning?
Oh my God, I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing excellent. Congratulations. You're caller number 19.
Oh, wow. This is so exciting. You guys just made my day.
Yay. Aww.
What are you up to right now?
I just actually pulled into work and I was so nervous because I work in Georgia and you're not allowed to have your phone on you.
Oh, really?
So it'll be
RC. Yeah, so I was like, do not let me get a ticket, but it's almost worth it just because I got through.
Yeah.
This is the sort of naughty we're okay with. A little bit of naughty so you can talk to us. Just make sure you're being very careful on the roads. Now, what do you do?
Thank you.
What do you do for work?
I work as a medical assistant.
Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Medical assistant. So you get to have a nice long day at the office and try not to get sick.
That's right.
How do you guys not get sick all the time? Because you have all these sick people coming in.
They do.
Well, I actually work for like a wellness center. We do like vitamin IVs and stuff like that. Ooh. So typically we don't see like a sick, person.
Yeah, okay.
So yes. That's a plus.
What's the best vitamin you can take to cure a hangover?
I would say vitamin C and D.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they have those banana bags with like potassium. They're great. I've done it before.
Good knowledge, you know, especially in the holiday season.
But man, it makes you pee all day long.
It does.
Yeah, because it's so hydrating. You get a little bloated. You get a little water weight swollen, but you feel better. But they can put like, I mean, they can put all sorts of stuff in there.
What's that shot we got on our butt?
B12.
Oh, we got some B12. You like the B12, Alyssa?
Yes, I do. It makes me feel awesome.
Yeah, we got a lot of energy. It was on the Raspberry Road trip.
Yeah,
couldn't sleep. We got it too late in the day.
It was. And it was just weird having, just showing your butt to a random
in room. A hotel room.
In a hotel room, yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
It's been done, though. Yeah, right?
Well, speaking of feeling good, Alyssa, you should feel good. What have you chosen? Have you taken a look under the tree?
Yes, I chose the Nerf laser tag. My 4-year-old is going to be so happy.
That's the one. That's my favorite one.
That's
Alyssa.
What you had your eye on.
That's
Jason.
What I had my eye on.
Okay, so this Nerf has such cool stuff. This is the Nerf laser tag Phoenix LTX tagger. It's a complete system that features 4 blasters for fun, action-packed laser battles. You can invite friends to join in multiplayer mode. Suddenly, you can battle 2, 3, 4 players. See, I was an only child. I was sad. I couldn't Nerf fight with anyone. Add more blasters to make the battle as big as you can imagine. Play in teams or a free-for-all. So cool.
So I'm definitely going to get this thing. And the best thing, Alyssa, is that there's no cleaning up. When you have Nerf war fights in the house, you know how it is. You got to find all those little bullets, and then much will get lost.
Yeah, this is just laser.
It's the laser.
Fire the laser.
Such cool stuff. Oh, wow.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
My baby, he likes to eat the tops of the new thing.
Yeah, he wants to eat them? Yeah, because they do look a little bit like candy. I get them. Yeah. No judgment here, Alyssa.
To be honest, you've tasted one, right, JC?
I got hit in the mouth, and I was like, might as well.
Yeah, might as well.
Alyssa, you enjoy that laser tag with your son. Have a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful day at work, okay? Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You hold on for us, and we got some more presents. Go check out KidNation.com to see what we have left over. We have another gift for you here in less than an hour. I have you call in. And real quick, I got a little tidbit for you here.
Bring it. It's time for Tidbit News.
I know we've talked about possibly the worst dates of all time, especially with Tinder and Bumble and all that stuff, people swiping around. But so a guy asked his Tinder date to wear black to their first date.
Okay.
And she was like, okay, that's cool. Maybe it turned on by the color black. I'm down.
Sure.
So she did. And,
I never would have gone on that date if he requested my outfit. That is weird.
When he showed up, he had a surprise for her. You know, I asked you to wear black. This is what we're doing. He took her to his grandma's funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I figured that's where you were going with that.
Yeah.
I figured he was going to rob a place.
No. You would think that, right? No, it was a nice little dress.
Did he pick her up in the actual funeral car with the rest of the family?
No, he didn't. But she showed up, so she had to meet him somewhere. Okay. She showed up to a funeral. It was his grandma's funeral. Now, she could have left, right?
Sure.
But when she showed up, she found out that he had recently broken up with his girlfriend. His family didn't know that they had broken up, and they were super excited to meet her. So she played along.
Oh, man.
And she said she felt like she had to stay because he grabbed her hand and was holding it, and he was just sobbing uncontrollably.
Oh.
And so she stayed. Well, and she said she did feel weird ordering an Uber from a funeral to go home.
Wow.
So she made him take her home as soon as it was over. No word if there's a second date or not.
Well, you know, you get some good food at those funerals. Some of those funerals have some really good food. After the funeral, if you come back from the cemetery.
I guess.
Woo!
But still, I don't think you want that to be your first date. You know? And we've always wondered, they have those autopilot cars now, the Teslas.
Yes.
Did you see this guy?
Yes.
So a guy was in his Tesla, and police noticed that it was going above the speed limit. And so they tried to pull it over, but he wouldn't pull over.
It's
70 miles an hour. So they pulled up alongside of the car, and they realized, dude was passed out. Car was on autopilot. So they had to get another squad car to get in front of him, slow it down to where it finally stopped. And then it still took a certain amount of time to wake the man up. And you wonder, do you get a DUI if you're not technically driving?
He was maybe being responsible.
Sort of, kind of. He was using autopilot.
I'm definitely not endorsing this behavior, but...
You shouldn't, because it turns out that, yes, you can get a DUI.
Yeah, he got arrested.
Wow. So he definitely got that DUI, even though the car was the one driving.
I think he would know the legalities of that when you have that kind of car.
Yeah, I didn't know the legalities.
Work on that autopilot stuff.
Yeah.
it doesn't seem to be working that great.
And sometimes the Tesla's on.
Kinks out.
You got to get the kinks out sometimes.
Yeah.
Tesla's in a hurry too, you know?
I don't like 70 mile per hour kinks.
I don't either.
Sounds scary.
Yeah. I don't want you to mess up. I want you to mess up when I'm going like 15 miles an hour. That's fine. But 70, no, please. All right, Kid Nation, coming up next, it's time to get and stay, because we just stayed. We were in the Christmas spirit. We're going to stay in the Christmas spirit. But this time, we're going to help a Kid Nation member out. It is time for a Christmas wish. So we're going to go ahead and issue that mascara alert. You'll get to hear and meet the family we're helping out next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hello, Shanice.
Hey, how are you?
Just hanging out here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Just randomly calling people.
We're playing a fun game called just push random numbers and see who picks up and you win. Oh, I love your laughs, Shanice. We're already friends. Well, look, Shanice.
Yeah, kind of okay.
There is a reason why we're calling you, and that's because you are loved by someone, and they sent us a letter about you. And if you don't mind, Jenna's going to read that letter right now.
Okay.
This letter says, my nomination is for a fellow teacher that I met during my first year teaching. She was a veteran teacher when I started and always looked out for me. She has dedicated her life to teaching, to her family, and to her friends. Last year before Christmas, she saw one of her four children's eyes looked as though it was coming out. She took her to the doctor to find that she had a tumor growing behind it, and it was inoperable. Medical bills began piling up to the point where none of her children were able to receive a Christmas last year. Shanice is so giving, so positive, and so deserving, and this year she and her family deserve to have a Christmas, and that is why I am nominating them for a Christmas wish, and that is from Melina Berry.
Oh, my God.
And Melina's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Melina.
I'm crying.
Hi.
You're crying, we're crying.
My goodness.
Shanice, how is your daughter doing right now?
Good news. Hold on, I'm crying too. So we just had her, oh my God, it's been a year.
Yeah.
Her yearly scan, her MRI scan.
Yeah.
Because we found out she had not one, but three on her brain.
Oh, my gosh.
And she also has some growing all over her body. So we just went through her year MRI scans, and everything is stable. None of them are getting bigger. The doctor referred us to a specialist in Cincinnati. So we're waiting, and they think they have a medicine that can shrink it without her having surgery.
If you hear possibly shrink it, I will take that all day long. There's a possibility,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Yeah.
And how's she done this last year? Because I know her life changed quite a bit since she started going to the hospital every so often.
Every 3 months, she's taking it a lot better than we are. Yeah. I cry all the time. And she's like, can I get some more MRIs? Because they put her to sleep. She's like,
Mommy,
I kind of need that good sleep. I'm like,
no. Oh, my gosh. I need that good sleep. MRI sleep.
Is it time for some good sleep?
How adorable.
How old is she?
11.
She's 11 years old. What's her name?
Solace.
Solace, and you have three others, right? Would you tell us about them?
I have a 14-year-old sincere. So Lazy 11,
Goldface
9, and Legacy is 5.
Oh, wow.
Pretty name.
5, 9, 11, and 14-year-old kids.
Right?
And last year, these kids didn't get to have a Christmas because those bills piled up and money was tough to come by, and I'm sure they understood because that's how kids are.
They did.
None of that this year, because we're going to go ahead and grant Melina's wish for you and your family to have a Christmas this year, okay?
Face.
I will shut my face as soon as I tell you.
Say there, girl.
Jenna, we are hooking you up.
You
shut
your whole face.
Yes, ma'am, I will. But I first got to tell you, we're going to hook you guys up and make sure that you guys have a wonderful Christmas because you and your family deserve it. I could tell you guys have a blast together. I could tell there's nothing but laughter going on at your house. And it stems from you and your positive attitude. But before we do that, we do need to figure out what these kids want for Christmas. Now, what Solace want? What's she up to?
She just started in the band because she got cleared. She's on the drum line now.
All right, so she's into drumming. Okay, awesome. That's going to be annoying for you, but fun for her.
Yeah.
What about your 14-year-old? What do they want?
He has only been asking for shoes and comic books.
What about your 9-year-old?
She loves hair products. So we were going to try to get her one of those cosmetology heads.
Uh-huh.
She can fix the hair.
Okay. So she can practice,
Practice doing the weave.
Yeah.
And from cosmetology school. I like that. And she'll be doing your hair in no time.
She's not touching my hair. I don't live like that.
Not yet, at least.
Whatever.
What about your 5-year-old?
Anything that is trolls.
Oh, trolls. Oh, like Poppy. So she likes trolls. Perfect. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a gift card to Cons Home Plus. Might I suggest electric drums?
With headphones or something.
They have great electronics out there and appliances. So if you need anything for the house or anything in that regard, they got you. And then we're also going to go ahead and throw a gift card, a Visa gift card, so that you could buy whatever else you can't find there. You know, whether it be food or clothes or those shoes and the comics, the cosmetology hair. I don't know where you find those.
She'll find it.
Weaves are expensive, JC.
I know they are, but we just want to make sure that these kids have a Christmas this year, and hopefully this helps, okay?
Oh, my God, I appreciate it so much.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you for doing this.
Our pleasure. Merry Christmas to both of you, okay?
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Yeah. Last night I took a walk in the snow. Couples holding hands, places to go. Everyone but me is in love. Santa, can you hear me? I signed my letter that I sealed with a kiss. I sent it off and just said this. I know exactly what I want this year. Santa, can you hear me? I want my baby, baby. I want someone to love me, someone to hold. Baby, baby, baby. You'll be all my home and a big grand goal.
Kid Nation, if you want to nominate a deserving family, you can do that right now if you go to KidNation.com and get that Christmas wish granted.
And visit Conn's Home Plus to make it happen this holiday season with electronic gifts that everyone has on their list.
Happy Holidays from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ho, 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 indeed. We got the Kid Nation Christmas tree all set up. Only three presents remain. And we got some text messages asking, hey, what happens after you guys give away all three presents that are left over?
Oh.
Well, we're going to restock the Kid Nation Christmas tree, and yeah, it's going to be back next week. Great. But it's going to be the Kid Nation Christmas tree extreme.
What?
Yeah, we got some stuff.
Even more?
Yeah, we got stuff.
Even more better?
Even
more
extremer. Yeah.
It's like when Christmas at one parent's house, then, you know, you have to go to the other parent's house and have another Christmas over there.
Man, Christmas pays off when you're a kid from divorce.
I mean, if you're looking at the bright side, you're trying to find a positive. You're right.
Totally.
But you know what sucks? If you look at it, like, what if one of the other parents doing a little bit better, you know? And then so one parent feels like, oh.
Hey, it's a competition.
That's where the holiday stress comes in, right?
You get to be the better parent.
I guess.
Outdo the
and
other
who
one.
Benefits? The kid.
Yeah. For the kid, it's great. One of the parents is always going,
that's
dang
that's
it.
That's when the stress comes in, right there.
Mom and her fancy presents over there. All right. So, yeah, it'll be back next week. Don't worry. We'll stock it back up. We'll have more presents for you. So, don't you worry if you didn't win today or you don't win tomorrow. We got more opportunities for you.
We got you, fam.
We got you, fam. Let's bring in Philip. What's up, Philip? What's up, my man?
How y'all doing this morning?
We're doing great, buddy. And I just want to let you know that you are caller number 19. Congratulations.
That is awesome. I'm so excited. I've been trying to get you guys for years. Eat some corn.
He went with the Kid Craddock line.
Eat some corn.
There you go, buddy. Unfortunately, we don't have any corn to give away underneath the Christmas tree, but you did take a look, and what did you decide to go with, Philip?
I wanted to get the doll bigger surprise for my granddaughter. She's 3. Good luck.
The LOL surprise doll in house is what you're going with, huh?
All right. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow, this sounds intense.
It is.
Get ready for the ultimate unboxing experience with the LOL Surprise Bigger Surprise. Discover 60-plus never-before-seen surprises inside with exclusive dolls and accessories. The LOL Surprise House is a wooden multi-story house, 3 feet tall and 3 feet wide, and includes 85-plus surprises. Yeah. Interactive features include a working elevator, lights and sounds across 3 floors, real pool spa, and sandbox. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. And it's about $100 or just over $100, and I know this because my daughter asked for it.
Okay.
Well, you better get to getting one.
Congratulations, brother.
Congrats, Philip.
Hey, Philip, you're putting too much weight on the chip.
Oh, that was nice. Thank you.
Save the baby ducks.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're going to do King of Phrases.
Eat some corn!
That's Philip's favorite.
Go ahead, Philip.
Hey, Philip. Must be nice to win.
Must be nice.
Philip, don't mess with the triangle of death.
Oh, good one. Good one. Kelly?
No, it's Al.
It's Al.
Hey, Philip. I got a cousin named something.
Okay,
that's
good.
Your own phrase.
Yeah, we're doing Kid Craddock quotes. Because we're not doing our own.
Oh, okay.
We're doing only Kid Craddock because that's what Philip started with.
No problem. All right. No problem.
You're out already?
Yeah.
You're out.
I'm out.
Stop. Go ahead, Kelly.
Boogaloo.
Good job.
Yes. What up?
All right. Hellboy Stonehands. Oh, good one.
How's it going?
I'm pretty good. That's his movie line. Well played.
It's his turn again, right?
Yeah, go ahead, Philip.
Go, Philip.
Eat some corn.
You're out.
I like that one, Philip, but you're out.
You're out.
You're still here, though.
Our King of Game Shipping. Oh, are we still playing?
Okay. Yeah, we're still playing.
This is going back. You've got boogie check. Ooh.
Oh, dang.
Okay, good.
That's going way back.
Okay. JC, what the hell? Get you some.
I was going to do that one. I'm out.
Okay, me and Kelly.
Yep.
Is it count?
No, it's hard.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, is it count if I do like a line? Wait, let me think.
Yeah.
Well, how about this?
A catchphrase.
Oh. when he was whenever he was doing Christmas shoes.
Oh, I thought you were about to do.
I was crying.
Oh, I thought.
That's not a line, Kelly.
But he cried every time.
That's not a line.
I thought you were about to do.
No, Ian.
That's my. Don't take mine.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's my. Ian.
Okay, I'll let you have
that's
it.
That's mine. That's
mine. I'm just crying for Christmas shoes.
All right, you got it.
All right. Am I the king?
Yeah, you're the king. Speaking of.
Hold on a second.
Where's that game at?
Ships today.
What?
Huh? It ships today. Oh, King of Game is shipping today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say, oh, here comes White Cheddar with an update.
Is he out on a stick?
I'll tell you.
By the way, Philip, hold on. We'll get you your LOL
thanks,
dollhouse.
Thanks, sorry, Philip.
Thanks, Philip.
What up, son?
They start shipping today.
Okay.
You guys have, so if y'all could stay late on a Friday tomorrow, that would be great.
I'll stay today.
Can we
stay
today?
Today? Then I stay today to sign.
Yeah.
I'll start signing today.
Okay, yeah.
How many?
Do you guys get to sign?
Do we get to sign? How many?
I think there's 400.
That's okay. Fine. We need to break it up. Let's get started.
So we'll give each of you a stack of 100 and then pass.
Yeah.
All right. That's a lot. I can't get 400 done today.
Come on.
My fingers hurt.
Come on.
I'll do all of mine today.
Yeah, you will.
You need to call in on first world problem.
Overachiever over here.
At least my name's
my fingers hurt. My fingers don't actually hurt. It's a classic line from a wonderful movie.
Billy Madison.
There you go. Your back's going to hurt because you just pulled laundry. You don't remember this whole life? How do I remember? Never mind.
See, how are you single when you're throwing out?
Yeah.
All right. How is that happening? All right, Kid Nation, like we said. Have a good circus. Is a good one.
Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
Did anyone say three-eyed turtle? No.
Okay.
See, what is it?
Bend over, look through.
What is
bend
it?
Bend over, look through.
Yeah.
Crazy hat. Honestly.
Give the undercarriage a little how's your
Keep looking out like Spectre.
Keep looking up.
Keep looking up. How dare we forget the most important one? We're awful.
All right, let's go.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Man, hold on 1 second from the text before we get into this. JC, it was Happy Gilmore, not Billy Madison. My bad. Total movie, total rookie move, bro.
Dang.
I know.
I love that whole scene.
Yeah. My bad. Hey, Adam Sandler got it. At least that was
cool. Yeah.
There you go. That.
So, Big Al, you had a date yesterday?
It wasn't really a date, but
meet and greet.
Hold on, Al. Yeah, I want to hear Al's story.
Well, I guess it was it. Well, here's the thing.
Al goes, I was showing this girl around my house. Are you giving her a tour?
So I stopped him. I'm like, hold on, bro. Let's talk about
this.
Share this with Kid Nation.
First of all, it almost turned into a commercial. Because as I was giving the tour, I said, and these are my Brooklinen sheets.
Oh, yeah? What'd you tell her about those Brooklinen sheets, Al?
I said, you know what? Actually, you spent about a third of your life in your sheets, and this holiday season is a great time for a bedding upgrade for you.
Then you pulled up a piece of paper out of your pocket when you did it?
Loved one.
That's right.
Of course. I said, you know, when you...
If a guy showed me his sheets, though, I'd be like... Okay, I just met you.
But they're that comfortable, Jenna.
They're
Brooklyn.
They're the best sheets ever.
They really are. Yeah. I love them.
And not only do they have sheets, they have towels, robes, candles, and even the all-important sleep mask. Yeah, all of those make great gifts for the holiday season. So I suggest that you go to brooklinen.com and take advantage of the exclusive offer just for Kid Nation members. You'll get $20 off and free shipping when you use the promo code KID at brooklinen.com.
Yeah.
They are so confident in their products that they offer a lifetime warranty. So get that $20 off. Get that free shipping. Get that lifetime warranty. Go to brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com and use the promo code KID.
No joke. That's exactly what he said to his date last night.
Really is.
Yeah.
And then what?
So I'm like, I'm showing pictures, right? I don't. Pictures have been up in my house for since I've been there.
Did you swipe on this one? Is this a
yes?
Okay.
So I'm like, here's Kelly and blah blah. You know, you guys. I got a picture of Shaggy. That's how old some of these pictures are, right?
Do you have a picture of me in your house?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I said, this is a picture of me and Channing Tatum. She goes, that's not Channing Tatum. I'm like, who is it? She goes, it's Christian Slater. I said, oh, I've been telling people all these years that was Channing Tatum.
Dude, Christian Slater's got to be 20 years older than Channing Tatum.
They look nothing alike. I don't know why, but anyway.
There you go, confusing white man again.
So I'm like, yeah, that's blah, blah, blah. Oh, and that's Mike's girlfriend.
You need to get those.
Honestly,
It wasn't probably even Dr. Girlfriend. It was probably...
No, it was. It was,
because I know you have...
I know the photo you're talking about.
Other
Why do you
photos
have that
of ex-girlfriends up
Yeah,
still?
I do have Bartendica in one as well, but it's like a group picture with several people.
Okay, so you, it's...
So, yeah, I was like, I don't look at those pictures. They're just decoration. There? They're just there. Yeah, and I did take a majority of them down, but I guess this one, there's actually two. There's one with my family, and she's in the picture, like when we're to dinner or something, and then the one just me and her. And I had not even noticed the picture. I honestly haven't.
What'd that do to the mood?
Well, I mean, it wasn't like we're, you know, doing anything. It was just kind of a, hey, here's my house. Here's my dog.
So you just invited a girl over?
Taking a girl first date room. Back to your house?
Well, okay.
Because every guy I know, when they invite a girl over.
No, it wasn't like
this. It's not just showing pictures.
It was either that or I was going to have to leave her at the restaurant for a minute because I had someone coming over to pick up a couch that I had sold.
Right. So, why don't you schedule your date a little better? But, why don't you schedule a date
when you don't have other
you don't have a list of errands?
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, people, y'all get on me and Jenna for jumping all over Big Al.
Well,
and this is the kind of nonsense.
Well, here's the thing.
You're going to try to squeeze in a date, but you got a handyman coming over or some nonsense.
Oh,
ridiculous.
She goes, oh, I hear the chirp. Because the chirp was... Chirp.
You haven't fixed that yet?
No. But I thought it was when... I can reach it now.
I can reach it now.
Yeah. So if it wasn't the smoke detector, I thought it's another one. So I showed her the hat room. I showed her the Kelly's exercise bike room.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I have nothing in my house. I have like a couch and a bed.
Did you show her your chewed up crate?
I wouldn't be showing it off.
Yeah, right, right. But I wasn't like, it was just...
Was Curtis there?
Curtis was there. And it, like I said, we were having a drink, and then the guy called, hey man, I'm 5 minutes from your house. I'm like, do I leave? I don't leave her here. That's... No. Even though it was a mile away, I don't want to just leave. That would be rude. So I said, hey, you want to come meet my furniture picker-up guy and my dog?
Why wouldn't you just have him pick it up another time?
They were coming from a long way away. But, sometimes people say they're going to come pick something up and they don't do it. So, you know, it's just one of those things. But she was nice, and she understood, and it was cool. And that was it.
So is there going to be a second date?
This could be the one.
Could be. Never know.
You give her a hug?
Yeah.
A pat on the back?
No pat.
Oh, a legit no hug. Kiss?
I don't kiss in Tia. Yeah.
I don't kiss in Tia. Yeah.
I don't kiss and tell.
Was it a friendly kiss or was it a French kiss?
I'll tell you tomorrow.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.